Well, good morning, everybody. I'm glad to be here this morning, and I hope you are also glad to be in the house of the Lord on this wonderful day of baptism. We know that the Bible clearly states that only Jesus can give you salvation, and that everybody, whoever you are, everybody needs to repent of their sins and ask Christ to save them. Now, this is how Paul wrote it in Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 8 and 9. It's written, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast." Now, I know that Diana has told all of us that this is what she has done. And now Jesus has become her Lord and Savior. Actually, it was way back in BC, over 20 years ago. So I'm very proud to be standing here before all of you this morning, seeing that her heart's desire is to be baptized. Now, there is no greater privilege, there's no greater honor or calling that you can ever receive than to become a child of God. There's no greater mercy that you can obtain by receiving the full forgiveness of all your sins through the perfect and the eternal sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. And there is no comparable love that anyone can ever, ever find. No love so deep, no love so self-satisfying that will overflow from the very heart of the Lord unto you, Diana, his beloved daughter. So Diana, the war is over with God. You're no longer an enemy of God because of your trespasses and your iniquities and your sins. The Lord has personally made peace with you because of what Christ has done at the cross on your behalf. So, Diana, baptism is not the end of the road for a disciple of Jesus Christ. Quite the contrary. Baptism is the door that all true believers pass through, and then they begin their journey with their Savior until they arrive safely at home in heaven. So, as a disciple of Jesus Christ, the Bible also tells you that your life will sometimes contain difficult times simply because you have become the light of the world. And the world, man, doesn't like that at all. But the Bible also encourages you by telling you that whatever life may bring, the victory is at hand. Actually, the victory is yours. This is what Paul writes in Romans 8, verse 37. "Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." So Diana, the word of God through the pen of Paul tells you that you have now become a conqueror in life because Christ enables you to become one. So never forget this, that you're a conqueror, and don't let anybody ever tell you otherwise. So the road that you are now embarking on is narrow and it's winding. Your eyes will need to be fixed on your shepherd. He needs to be your morning star, your guiding light, and your compass in life. Your ears need to be searching and listening, focusing on the voice of Jesus. And please don't be distracted by all the glitter and the dazzle of this world. Now, I know that in my walk with my Savior, I've come upon certain Bible verses that have greatly helped me through all the storms and the fiery furnaces of life. And I would simply like, in a few minutes, to share three of them with you. God's promises are there for you, as they are for me. And His promises are true for you, as they are for me, and for all of His children. First, the first Bible verse that I would like to encourage you with comes from the very mouth of Jesus Christ. He simply said two of the most profound words ever spoken. "Follow me." You can find this in Matthew 4, verse 19, but actually it's written 18 times in the Gospels where Jesus calls people to you, follow me. Now, this is what Jesus asks of all of his disciples. And Diana, you're no exception. You also need to follow Jesus. So take his hand and let him guide you through his life and your life. Walk by his side, for you have become his bride, as all true believers have become. You know, walking closely with Jesus will distinguish you from everybody, even among believers. Allowing Jesus, or I should say, allow Jesus to become the crown that you wear every day. Now, Diana, don't try to walk ahead of him. You'll only stumble. Don't be slack behind him, for you're going to lose sight of your beloved. Jesus said, follow me. And like a sheep that only follows the voice of his shepherd, you must also recognize his voice and follow him to all and through all the pastures that he will bring you to. A second verse is a verse of encouragement, also spoken by Jesus. And it's found in Matthew 6, verse 21. It's very profound. It's written, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Diana, treasures are the most important things in life. And in Christ is our greatest treasure. Who is kind, caring, patient like Jesus is? Who sacrificed his life for you as he did? Who took upon himself the wrath of the Father so you could be set free from the chains of sin? Who is also always by your side, sustaining you in your greatest needs? Yeah, it's your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's who. Now, he has done and he has given you everything that you need, so that you could be by his side for all of eternity. So, Diana, don't let any earthly treasure stand between you and Jesus. May all seem worthless compared to his majesty. Now, Paul expressed it with these words in Philippians, the 3rd chapter, verse 8. He writes, yet, indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. So you have become the personal treasure of Jesus. Let Jesus become your personal treasure also. My last verse comes from the pen of Paul. Diana, you know, I could stand here all day long and speak forth verses that have touched my life and my walk with Jesus Christ. And I hope they will encourage you. But I have little time. And I'm certain that by reading the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will guide you and nourish you so you can be sustained spiritually. This verse truly has sustained me since 1977, and it's found in Romans 8:28, where it's written, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, to those who are called to His purpose. Time will come, Diana, and I'm certain of this because it happens to all the children of God, that you will come to a point where you will not understand why certain things are happening to you in your life. Difficult things. Things that make no sense to you. Things that can be burdensome and even infuriating. Times will come where you may even wonder, why am I following Jesus? Look at where it brought me, all the troubles. Now, these feelings were also in the life of Paul. Listen to what he writes in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verses 6 to 10. It's written, for it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. Now listen to the words that he uses. Hard pressed, perplexed, persecuted, struck down. But Paul, he understood that through all of that, the grace of God was upon him. And that's why through all these things that were happening to him, he was certain that God loved him and God was in control of his life. So that's why he also wrote, you know, I'm hard pressed, but not crushed. I'm perplexed, but not in despair. I'm persecuted, but not forsaken. And I'm struck down, but not destroyed. So Diana, please remember that all things happening to you are for a reason, as it was with Paul and for all the children of God. And one of them Paul manifests is this, that the presence of God could be shown through you. So Diana, have confidence in God in all situations. He will never, never, never fail you. So these are the three things that I wanted to give to you, and I hope you'll keep in your heart, treasure them, protect them, honor them, and they will keep you alive and well in Jesus Christ. Three things, Diana. Follow Jesus. Make him the treasure of your life. Have total confidence in him. May God bless you in your journey as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm just going to pray for Diana. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the powerful testimony of Diana. I pray that for the rest of her life, your hand will be upon her, and that you will manifest yourself through her. I pray that she will have the courage to walk beside Jesus Christ, whatever the obstacles are. And I know, Father, that you will be there with her. So please bless her. In the beautiful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. God bless you, Diana.